MTV Cast.
Hey, Josh Yule here, calling in from Lincoln. Last couple days have been pretty enjoyable riding, good passes. Man, coming down off of Richmond Peak yesterday, late afternoon, was at single track was just so much fun. Had a blast coming down there. Weather's been pretty awesome so far. Slept in a teepee last night, which is pretty fun. In Lincoln now and eating a banana. I just had a milkshake and a donut. And, still trying to eat as much as I can and have fun riding. It's definitely feeling challenging, questioning whether or not my gear ratio was the correct choice. But when it all goes downhill, it's fun no matter what. Looking forward to getting towards Helena today and seeing what that has to offer.
Hey, Dot Watchers, Doug Collins here. Sort of in the back of the pack. I just made Eureka earlier today. Had quite a few delays over the Canada part of the course, but all for good reasons. First, one of the riders I was riding with, Joe, I stayed with him for about a day and a half while he was limping around and made sure he got a good medevac and confirmed that he was able to get to the hospital and helped him out and get a ride. And then I had another young lady I hooked up with, tried to help her to get through the trail, and we got over the wall and bivouacked there, and she was doing okay. And I think the next day, which is today, on her way down into Eureka, she had a bit of a break and decided that she wanted to call it quits. I told her to sleep on it, so we'll see if that's the case or not. But at any rate, I've had a couple of stragglers with me, and unfortunately, the young lady didn't have any food or very little navigation abilities out there, so I felt compelled to take care of her and get her towards civilization. So now that I'm here in Eureka, I'm going to resupply, and I plan on trying to get back on the 90-mile-a-day pace. I realize I've fallen off of that, and per the rules, my dot may have to turn white, but hopefully you all will see differently as I'm trying to be a good person out there and take care of those in need. I plan on leaving here at 05 tomorrow morning and trying to make whitefish by tomorrow night. That's all from here. Please visit my blog and my website at patrolforward.org. Patrolforward.org has all the photos. If you didn't know, I'm the guy who's riding with the American flag that was flown over Ramadi, Iraq. I'm riding for a bunch of Marines and sailors that we lost over there. I'm a retired combat wounded Marine myself. And I've got a story to tell, and I just want to share it with as many people who listen. Well, thanks for letting us do this. Posting updates, and I'll give a call when I get to Whitefish. Whiskey 6, Doug Collins out here.